I know. I took another month off. No excuses, but I'm not exactly mad at myself as much as I used to be, because I'm feeling that would be time where I would be recording with other stuff, but still no excuse. Today we're going to be talking about The Line. I don't know if you've seen a video on it, but I'll explain it to you and you can do some more research, because it's out there, yo. We'll get to it. And you're like, what? How can there possibly be a growing job market? Do you not see the economy and all you people that, you know, make or want to make money at the stock market and, you know, follow stock market people, which is good. You know, it's, you know, a direct baseline into the American, like, it's like checking the stock market. It's like checking the American economy pulse. Stock market's not doing well. The economy is not doing well, basically. Sorry. Sorry. How can there possibly be, you know, a growing job market when everything's going down? Doesn't make sense. But one, since Biden has been in, was it Biden or did it start with Trump? I think it started with Trump when they started bringing, you know, jobs back into America. And, you know, half of Trump's presidency was ruined by COVID. So, I get that, you know, that blurred line of, you know, when 2019 really ended. But, like I said, especially in the IT field, you know, because a lot of people, well, everyone went remote for a little bit, and, you know, now we're coming back to offices, you know, at least in the IT field, people are coming back to offices, you know, they need more IT people to, you know, hand out devices, XYZ. Now, how is there a growing job market for everybody else? For everybody else, like nurses or, you know, business people, marketing, you know, whatever it is that you do. There's a growing job market out there for you because, as we all know, no one wants to work anymore. At least not for anybody else. People are actually leaving their jobs in herds. Everyone, you know, who has had the ability to save up and leave their job are starting things like trucking companies and dropshipping, clothing brands, playing the market, Forex, goodbye NFTs, you know, things of that nature. People are doing whatever they can to work for themselves. We've gone over that before. That is nothing new. We, you know, that's been happening. We've all seen it. But like I said, since people are trying to work from home and work for themselves, even right out of college, people are dropping out of college, not just people who are, you know, working necessarily, but it leaves a gap. There are a lot of vacancies in a lot of office buildings right now. A lot of people retired, and a lot of people just stopped looking. Like, they're really trying, like, people call Dubai the city of the future, but, like, yeah, Dubai's been around for, what, like, maybe a decade and a half now, and it's not perfect. Like, I mean, I'm sure it's full, and it's, you know, it has a working economy. It's not just, you know, a vacation city. You know, I'm 100% sure people, you know, work from home. Like, I know they have legit jobs there. And, you know, things to do. But, like, here, so I'm on the website right now, and there's tabs, and if you go on the website, neom.com, neom.com, click on sectors, and they list everything they plan to do inside or with the line. I'm on the education sector right now. Goal number one, establish a world-class education, research, and innovation at NEOM. At NEOM, education is an enabler for economic and social progress. All residents will have access to lifelong education through schools, university colleges, applied research institutes, and vocational training colleges. Here at NEOM, we aim to attract and inspire the world's best minds to join this vibrant and enriching community. For what? What industry is there going to be where people need to go to school there? Or college? Like, no roads, no cars. Vocational school for so you can slave work there and work the monorail system that's never stopping. So they're giving you vocational training so you can stay there and never leave. Because you can 100% sure there's going to be some, they're going to have their own, you know, coin, whether it's crypto or whatever. They're going to have their own currency. And they're going to trap you there with miles. At least with the vocational training. Schools, college, like, okay, elementary schools and stuff, yeah, understandable. Colleges and stuff, for what? It's a big ass, it's another country, you know, it's just a big ass scam of come here, take our money, give us back our money, and, you know, just in circles. I've never been to Dubai, I've never, you know, there, I know they have like zero tax, that's like zero tax. So a lot of business people go and live in Dubai to clean their money and then go back home. Which makes sense. It's, you know, it's an economic, it's one of the economic capitals of the world. I'll say that. This, it's like, hey, rich people. Tired of living in your country where, you know, there's inflation, taxes, well, come live with other rich people under the richest people in the world. Personally, I think this is like a big ass, you know, let's make even rich people sheep, you know. And they're gonna, you know, entice them with more, you know, low taxes and stuff like that, but like, I don't know, this just seems crazy to me. Like, crazy because it's never been done. And like, it just seems like they're going to have to clean their own water. That only 200 meters wide. Like I said, that's half a high school or half a track. Half a track field. That's a turn in the straightaway. So from wall to wall, only 200 meters. And, you know, yeah, just because there's no cars, like, it, you know, when you're in your car and you don't have the AC on or the windows down, it gets hot in there because you're breathing your own carbon dioxide, basically. It's not enclosed. There's going to be like an opening at the top, but you can't tell me that's not going to be an issue. How are they going to handle, you know, flooding, is it or rain, you know? And I think in one of the videos I watched, they're doing it in the shape of a line because it helps protect against sandstorms and earthquakes, I think. But like, all right, so goal number two, I'm sorry, I'm like flabbergasted by all this. So goal number two, set the foundations for the intellectually engaging education. What the? Set the foundations for the intellectually engaging education of the future. NEOM is in educational programs adopted to a society infused with technology starting from early childhood through higher education and extended to life learning education will be an experimental and personalized experience
It will be enhanced by digital innovations, advanced physical spaces, and a creative atmosphere that will foster hands-on and out-of-the-box thinking. So, metaverse, that's basically what it is. You know, your kids are going to be putting on Oculuses or Oculi, and they're going to be, you know, for sake of conversation, for sake of some sake of fun, they're going to learn how to build bombs. And I don't, that sounded horrible when I thought about it. But, you know, they're going to be able to, you know, put the headset on and go into a world where gravity is different. Go and build stuff, you know, without risk of harming themselves or the risk of expense to schools. Goal number three, create a living laboratory where innovators and pioneers can experiment to develop new technologies. NEOM is the land of the future to push the boundaries in science and technology. NEOM will establish several applied research institutes, ARI. ARI will foster cutting-edge research in several fields and motivate many researchers. Research and development initiatives. In addition, NEOM residents will have several opportunities for upskilling and lifelong learning in various fields throughout Talent Academy and vocational training institutes. This is come here and never leave. They have sports here. What the hell? Like professionals? Let's see. The future of sport. Sport. Okay, so. Okay. All right, so goal number one for sports. Foster an active living environment for communities through sport, physical activity, and adventure sports across all of NEOM. An advocate of healthy livability, NEOM will spare no effort to promote sport and physical activity, incentivize to stay fit, residents and visitors alike will access sports hubs across the city with social cohesion as the goal. What? So soccer fields and stuff like that. That's putting that in paragraph form that we'll have stuff for you to do is like team sports. Develop high performance facilities for domestic and international athletes and host major sporting events. Okay, so they plan on like having like, you know, track and field events, Olympics. They have a picture of an F1 car on this page. I know F1 is slowly transitioning into, you know, hybrids and eventually completely EV. And that's like by 2025, I think, they said. Become a regional sport tech hub. What do they do with food? I know this is... Oh, what the hell? This one... All right. This one, I can tell, is a big page. They put a lot more nitty-gritty and detail into this food page. All right. Let's look at the goals for food. Preserve natural resources through state-of-the-art climate-proof agriculture. What the hell does that mean? NEOM will shift the paradigm of extraction-based agriculture through regenerative and technological advanced farming. We strive for sustainable, climate change-proof, and profitable food system with minimal environmental impact. So they're going to be cloning food and having you pay for it because they just said profitable. So biodesign with... Biodesign the aquaculture of the future on NEOM's Red Sea coast. Studied along the Red Sea coast, NEOM will tap into the cutting-edge biotechnology to promote responsible and sustainable aquafarming, genomic intervention technologies in hatcheries will fast-track productivity while harvesting, preserving the sea ecosystem. So they'll be taking water from the Red Sea to help clone their vegetables, your tomatoes, and all that. It says nothing to hear about meat. But we've already been cloning meat for a while, to be honest with you. That's nothing new. This is Elysium. It's giving cyberpunk. It's giving, you know, you'll live happy, but you're not going nowhere. Like, your freedoms are, like, yeah, you're free, but I don't, like, they're next to the Red Sea, and Dubai is expensive to get to. So it's like, once they have a generation of people born here, especially if they use their own currency, it's going to be hard as shit to leave.
Okay.
This is odd. All right, so each sector, they have a head person. The head of food, his name is Dr. Juan Carlos Mayor. Head of food, with 20 years of experience, Juan Carlos is leading NEOM's innovation food sector. He has previously worked at companies such as Coca-Cola and Mars. How are you the head of agriculture if you worked for Coca-Cola and Mars? Mars makes fucking candy bars. How the fuck Coca-Cola, that's vitamin water, Coca-Cola, Pepsi. So he's going from candy and sports drinks to cloning plants for a sustainable future in a place you'll probably never be able to leave. Financial services. I gotta see this one. Because like I said, this is not even for people who are gonna help build the infrastructure. This looks like if you move here, you're fucking stuck. So I need to see this. Alright, goal number one for financial services. Aim for 100% financial inclusion through seamless technology and services. So they want a fully functional internal economy. Financial services sector will aim for universal access to financial services by achieving seamless end-to-end solutions. What the hell does that mean? Digital payments. So this looks like they're planning on having their own bank, because why not just use a Visa card or your iPhone? Advanced interfaces, biometric identification systems, and other cutting-edge technologies. Amazon does something like this, where, like, if you go to, like, an Amazon store, like, a specific Amazon store, they have one in, like, they have one in a mall near me, that with your account, you can scan your palm, and it reads, like, your palm, like it does, like, a fingerprint scanner on your iPhone, digitizes the image of your palm, so that instead of having to take out your wallet, you can just scan your palm, it'll connect to your account. Press yes, verify purchase, and it goes through. This sounds like what they plan on doing. So you don't really need your wallet. It's connected to your personal account. But that means that now, like, debt, like, is attached to you. Like, debt's been, like, with more and more technology, debt will be stuck to people. But, like, you can still move around it, kind of, in today's world. It's a bit harder than how it used to be. You can just move countries. But it's still possible today. And if this is cutting that out, there is, once this shit is on you, it's on you. You're not outrunning this. Goal number two. Create a robust financial hub that encourages innovation of ideas and products. The financial services sector aims to infuse the best practices with pioneering technologies to make NEOM a hub for entrepreneurial talent, creative financial solutions, and business models, and new business models. This sounds, I don't know how this is kind of weird. I don't know why they put this on here, but to me, this sounds like, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur. Okay, well, we'll help you get your stuff out there. Once people start buying your stuff from other countries, it gets added to whatever banking system NEOM's going to use, making them bigger and bigger. You know, because you're having money in their bank. And anyone who's anything about banking needs to make money because they have employees that they're going to do what they want. Become the global champion for green and ESG financing by creating the world's leading green finance trading. What the hell is a green finance trading platform? Does that mean a trading platform that, I don't know, like, uses solar power and wind power to keep the lights on? I don't really understand. Yeah, but this is, it's cool in the sense of, like, technology and stuff, and it's, like, I would definitely like to visit this, but this is scary to me. like, if you've seen anything cyberpunk, I'm talking Altered Carbon on Netflix, I'm talking Cyberpunk, the game or the show on Netflix, Deus Ex, the game, anything along those realms of dystopia, this is the start. Like, a megacity that has a very small but insanely rich population and an insanely large, insanely poor population. This is what that's giving. So keep your head up. This is crazy. And since it's like, you, there's an investing page that you can probably, I don't know if it's invest and get, you know, what is that one website people used to, Indiegogo, where, you know, you invest $500,000 and you get a guaranteed platform to yourself. I don't really know what you get out of investing, because they don't say what you would get back. You can select your selected sector of interest that you want to invest in, but it doesn't really say, like, oh yeah, this is, you know, but I'm sure this will be built, like, I'm sure Neom or the line will 100% be a thing one day, because Dubai was probably, like, the same thing way back when, but I don't expect it to be even remotely functional until I'm at least 40. But we'll see when it comes to be. I'm sure the internet will blow up, especially as it gets bigger and bigger. As it gets bigger, and I'm sure, like, they'll have, like, a soft opening where, like, only part of the line will be open and stuff like that, and the internet will explode then. But this thing just seems like a huge plot for more slave labor and more profits just for a certain group of people because they can afford it, like everything else. But this seems cool. Like, this is really cool. But at the same time, there are flaws to this. As with anything, like, I don't know, the internal banking thing creeps me out. They're on the coast of the Red Sea, so water purification should be predominantly easy. I'm just, like, the whole economy of the thing is what, and no cars and no roads, and expecting me to be able to get from 100 miles. Like, if I want to go, like, unless, like, it's chopped up into pieces, like, where, like, every, like, it's just piece one, piece two, piece three, piece four, piece five, and in each piece is the exact same thing, and that's why you can get anywhere in 5 minutes or 5 minute walking. That would make sense, but, like, what if I want to go hang out with my friends on the other side and laser tags on that side? I don't believe I'll be able to walk or take a monorail within 5 minutes. That just doesn't seem possible to me, because you have to, you know, take in other people's stops and other people getting on. So, I don't know. We'll see, you know. But until the next episode, which I hope will be next week, I know will be next week, you know, got to put that pressure on yourself. I'll see you guys then. Until then, peace. Stay bare.